This is the last day of June and the holiday weekend beckons. What could be better than yogurt or fireworks? Well, for me, a great mystery novel, of course. Librarian Nancy Pearl has a recommendation.
This is a novel by William McIlvany, a Scottish writer. This is the third in a trilogy, and you do not have to read the first two. In fact, I think the third one is the best. This is an older title that has just been reissued by Europa Editions in part of their World Noir series.
World Noir, I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, isn't that great? Or Tartan Noir, I guess you could call that. And William McIlvany was the person who is generally credited with beginning that whole Scottish dark novel that we see in Rebus and other writers, Ian Rankin, for example, Val McDermid.
So this is called Strange Loyalties. Was it written 20th century or is it newer than that?
It was written in 1977.
Oh, so it's old at this
point. Old, but, you know, I mean, I'm so happy that Europa is bringing out these older titles. So the main character in this trilogy is a detective in Glasgow called Laidlaw. And in this book, he is investigating. His brother has committed suicide, and he is trying to figure out why. So it has all the aspects of mysteries that I like. A crime that happens in the past that you don't have to suffer through reading. I mean, it's already done. And this kind of family loyalty, all of that sort of thing. But what set this book apart for me from so many other mysteries is the writing. For the same reason that you read Ross McDonald or Dashiell Hammett or any of those early, what we would now call, I think, noir writers, the writing in this book is just spectacular. And I marked it. I don't write in books, but I mark I mark phrases and pages that I really liked. Here's one. A good example. I could think of one reason why people as potentially rich in life as Alice and Scott seem to fare less well and be apparently less successful than others. Those who love life take risks. Those who don't take insurance. When you're reading a mystery and you have to stop and find your little set of markers and do that, that says something to me.
And so you think this, Strange Loyalties, the last of a trilogy, is the best of the trilogy. Why?
To me, it just all came together in this book. I think getting into more of Laidlaw's personal life was important to me.
Is it not worth reading the first two Laidlaw mysteries?
Oh, I would read them. Well, what I would actually do is start with the third one.
And go back.
If you enjoyed the, that's what I did. If you enjoyed the third one. And that's how I discovered him. And I am very late to this discovery. I mean, he is very, very, very popular. And somehow I missed him.
Very, very popular in this country as well?
In this country, not as popular as he is in the UK. But certainly when I mention his name to people, they give me the kind of look like, well, duh, you never heard of William McIlvany?
I mean, maybe we're more accustomed now to that kind of sensibility of that part of the UK.
Well, I think when these books were originally published in the 1970s, we weren't getting in America a lot of books from the UK. And the books we were getting were probably more, I mean, Agatha Christie, for example, Dorothy Sayers, whom you and I both love, those were still in print in the 1970s. But this kind of, these noir, and I'm not a fan of noir, normally they're too scary for me, they're too dark for me, but for some reason, and I think it was the writing in this particular Laidlaw book, did it all.
This book is by William McIlvany, McIlvany. It's called Strange Loyalties, and it's been reissued, this trilogy, by Europa Editions. And we'll call it a literary noir, a literary tartan noir. How's that?
Why not?
Nancy Pearl is the author of the Bookless series. She's a regular guest on The Record. You can find all of her reading recommendations at our website, kuow.org.